This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
In the old days, and some not so old days, those of us who were children of cross-cultural Christian workers were known as MKs. Then TCK, Third Cultural Kid, became the term of choice. Then along came CCK, Cross-Cultural Kid. I think we all know what that means, and I think those of us who have gone through or are part of that experience can share some identification with the baggage that those simple letter combinations carry for our lives. Well, let's pick up another one today. And I can identify with this one, too, as we listen in on another conversation between MemberCare's Jonathan Griffiths and Felix Holland.
You've come up with a new category, identity category, called Third Culture Adults.
Yeah, my wife actually came up with that. So
I got to give credit where credit is due to the lovely lady.
Yeah, it's a question of who are we? We left Europe 13 years ago, over 13 years ago, and my wife, her father was German, her mother is Austrian, and she grew up in southern Germany her first 12 years. Mm-hmm. Then they moved to Austria, where her mom was from, so as a 12-year-old, she integrated into the Austrian school, but never really felt like an Austrian. Yeah, so in a way, she grew up as a third culture kid. Mm-hmm. And but when she was 16, she moved out of her home. She lived on her own in Vienna. And then later, I think she was 19, 20, she moved back to Berlin. Mm-hmm. So within the German language, she moved from Germany to Austria and back to Germany. But she never considered herself a third culture kid. Because it's mono language. Mm-hmm. So, but then she moved away, got married, two kids, moved away to Asia, and realized she never really had an identity. And well, that's where I come into the mix. I grew up in Germany and have a German passport, but also, like, Germans don't really have a strong identity. You see the Americans, how they raise their flags and sing their national anthem, and we hardly know the colors of our flag. And then this, you see the Chinese, how proud they are of their country and the ties of their king, etc. So coming back, so there are terminologies like third culture kids, third culture adults. There are third culture kids and there are adult third culture kids, like grown up third culture kids. My wife then throws out the TCA, that's third culture adults, as being you didn't grow up as a third culture kid, but you end up without an identity, a cultural identity. Now, after 13 years, well, I have a German passport, but I don't feel German. Tina, my wife, has a Austrian and German passport, but she doesn't feel any cultural identity. Mm-hmm. She much more feels Asian.
Yeah.
And living overseas for such a long time screws you up.
Well, no, it's interesting because, like, I am a third culture kid adult.
Yes.
So my parents worked overseas. And now as an adult, when I look at my father who is retired, he is British. My mom was Canadian. So they tried to settle in Canada because that's where we always went as a family. But he couldn't relate. He had been out of European culture, his British culture or the Canadian culture for so long that he couldn't relate. He could relate more to the Asian community in Canada.
Yes.
And the struggles that they were facing.
Yes.
He had spent almost 35, 37 years overseas. And he went to the field when he was 26. So he spent more time in an Asian culture than he did actually in his own culture.
Yeah, there's also a grieving process. When you leave the first time, you're excited. Oh, we go to Asia and wow, wonderful. And we will experience all those different cultures and the food and the language, etc. But after 10 years, you realize you lost a lot. Mm-hmm. You're losing a cultural identity. It's hard to find it. It's been changed. You come back to your passport country and you cannot relate to your passport people anymore. And you think differently. Like I start dreaming in Chinese now. My whole thinking process gets more and more into Chinese. And then I have people I speak English to. And so my whole spiritual language and Bible language is English. And then my family language at home is German. And so I've been in England yesterday and I start speaking English, but then I think Chinese, and then I need a day to sort this out. Where am I and who am I in England? Well, now I arrived today, or sometime over the last 24 hours, I arrived here in Austria, and I realize how slow I am. My brain, my emotions, they don't transition that fast. Okay, what language do they speak here? Okay, how do you behave here? Okay, so you try to be cultural sensitive, but your identity is give me some chopsticks and some rice and I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Let me speak Chinese and I'm happy because that's what I do every day. Yeah, so talking about grief, I think my wife is going through that. Well, at least she's talking about it. I'm sad. I don't have anything. I don't know who I am. I don't want to go back to Austria because I'm not Austrian. Which passport shall I use? The German one or the Austrian one? Yeah. I don't know who I am. And then we flew through the Middle East and sitting in a Arabian coffee shop and everybody feels happy there. Yeah. Even the adults who supposedly should be Germans or Austrians, but this is almost home. Yeah. And so. Yeah, it screws up your identity.
What's been the discovery process through this, I guess, is the question. Like, you've triggered things in my mind. What were the questions that you kind of went through to where you and your wife came to this third culture adult's identity because of a lack of identity?
Well, there are different steps. We lived in a larger community in Thailand where there were Germans in a German school. A couple of years ago, we moved back to China. We are the only Germans. They're only German speaking, and we don't fellowship with people who think or who are kind of similar. The closest we get are the Norwegians. Within Europe, the Norwegians are culturally away from the Germans, but within China, the Europeans are the closest we can get to who we are. Then another aspect are the different influences of the Chinese culture, of the international community, and of the American school. Because we observe our kids, how they are being influenced by the American culture of the American school. And that triggers a lot of thoughts in us. So we are not American, but our kids in China turn out to be Americans. This influence we try to counteract by other influence. We try to influence our kids to stay international or to stay European in some ways. So where do we find other European kids they can relate to? Where do we find other languages? Where do we find radio programs that don't show American Idol, but they show the Australian best top model or the German top model or alternatives to the American influence there? So we are surrounded by strong cultural influences by being on our own with our own culture.
I know you and your wife are early in this process. Do you see light at the end of the tunnel? Do you see a place where you will say, this is our identity? What are the fears that you have now as well?
Yeah, I think the main fear is, so where can we ever live? We cannot.
That's a question everybody's asking.
Yeah. Yeah. But if we would have choices to move back here, I don't think we could live here anymore. Mm-hmm. Here meaning in Europe. It would only be with the requirement of being able to travel internationally and to work internationally. Yeah. Like the United Nations building would be a place where I could imagine working within Austria. But other than that, so that's definitely a fear where our life has influenced us so much that we feel we have restrictions or boundaries where we feel happy. We embrace the international culture. we like it everywhere except in our passport country. And as long as I can speak Chinese and are part of an international fellowship, I'm happy. But it shouldn't be in my passport country. And there is a grief process we haven't really addressed or started yet. So that means you put your back to your passport country. That means, I don't know what it means. Because we don't work for the German embassy. We work for an international mission. So it's kind of, I don't know where the light is. Yeah. There is a grief and there is a joy in living truly internationally. Yeah. So I can be happy in Egypt. I was in Egypt last week. It's great.
Yeah.
But being in Austria, lots of question marks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Felix. I think you've probably, in English we say, you've scratched an itch that many of us have who work cross-culturally and have worked overseas for a long period of time. We're wondering about our identity and can we go back? You've not said this is the solution, but thank you for being honest with us and sharing your struggles. And we'll probably follow this up some other time in another interview. I have a feeling the third culture adults is probably an area that we'll be hearing more from. Thank you very much, Felix.
You're welcome.
And thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to talk about this subject. I'm sure there are a lot of us who can identify with the feelings and adjustments that Felix and his wife are going through right now as TCAs, third culture adults. Adults who have spent their time overseas and who have experienced the changes and cultural changes that have come into their lives. And now they have to move. But where will they be comfortable? We've been listening in on a conversation between MemCare's Jonathan Griffiths and Felix Holland.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.